Chapter 1. Berwick Castle, Spring, the Year of Our Lord's Grace, 1180. Beauty's thundering hoofbeats resounded as the horse galloped across the strand and left no doubt as to the urgency of her rider. Clumps of wet sand marked Lynette's passage and gave evidence to just how far she had travelled. The distant voice of her guardsman calling her name was all but lost between the powerful roar of the ocean waves crashing into the shore and the dissonant emotions that filled her mind, causing tears to flow freely down her cheeks. Transferring the reins of her mount to one hand, Lynette wiped the moisture from her eyes to clear her vision. Gasping for air, she tried to calm her racing heart, but 'twas to no avail. Heartbroken, she had saddled her horse and had left the safety of the castle walls, hoping against hope her frantic flight would offer some form of solace to settle around her very soul. But 'twas of no use. Nothing would cure this pain of lost love. She would need to reach deep down inside herself in order to find a way to move on. Tugging on the reins, she brought Beauty to a sudden halt, then slid from the saddle to the soft sand beneath her feet. The horse was well trained and stood where she had left her, whilst Lynette walked a short distance towards the ocean's edge. Any energy she still may have had left her in an unexpected rush of defeat, as her knees buckled beneath her and she fell to the beach in a heap of despair, her outstretched arms and opened palms braced against the ground to keep her balance. Lynette's chest heaved whilst she tried to fill her lungs with breath. After a moment, and in an attempt to gain what little composure she had left within her, she shook the sand off her gloves, only to discard them, before she plopped herself down to sit in a very unladylike manner. Having lost her wimple somewhere along the way on her hectic flight, she pushed her long blonde tresses away from her face. Her fingers trembled as she reached inside her cape and pulled out the parchment she had crumpled into a ball. She smoothed it out as best she could, knowing he had written the words himself and had spent good coin to ensure she received his missive. Afore she had read the letter the first time, she had held such hope the words he had written her would be the ones that she had long awaited. Alas, this too was a bitter disappointment she should have expected after all these years with nary a word from him. His long absence, and now this unambiguous message, confirmed her worst fears. All had tried to warn her, but she had wanted so much for him to realise on his own that he could come to care for her. 'Twas not to be. She knew she should not read his words again, but she scanned them all the same, wanting desperately to believe there was some hidden meaning she might have overlooked. Unfortunately, for her peace of mind, they did not change. Fresh tears fell from blue eyes that rivalled the clear sky above her, whilst she pondered these far too few words afore her blurry vision.
Lynette, I have but recently learned you continue to hold out hope that I would one day come for you. Alas, 'twill not be so. As I told you years afore, I have nothing to offer a fair lady such as you. I beg of you, sweet lass, to find yourself a bonny lad to call your husband and live a happy life. 'Tis my fondest wish to know that you live a life filled with the love of a good man, whomever such a man shall be. Your servant, Ian.
Lynette sniffled and wiped her nose with the back of her sleeve. Taking a deep breath, she carefully folded the document and placed it back inside her cape. If she were smart, she would toss the parchment into the ocean waves and never think on Ian's words again. But she could not force herself to even consider such an act, knowing this would be the last bit of remembrance she would have of the man she loved all her young life.